Chapter 3. The Call. In late June 2015, my sister called me. "You better get here," she said. "The doctor said Mom is near the end." "Okay," I said, "I'm on the way." My wife, Diane, and I and our teenage sons drove from Seattle to the reservation and made our way to my childhood home. As we pulled into the driveway, I saw my sister sitting on the front porch steps. "Oh God," I said to my wife, "Mom must have died already. Arlene wants to tell me before I go inside the house." I hurried out of the car and ran to embrace my sister. "When did she die?" I asked. "Mom's not dead yet," my sister said. I was confused. I couldn't recall a single time when any Indian in my life had formally greeted me at their front door. "Then why were you waiting for us outside?" I asked. "I have to warn you," my sister said. "What?" I asked. "Is Mom deformed or something?" I couldn't imagine how lung cancer, how any cancer other than skin cancer, might dramatically change a person's appearance. "No," my sister said. It's just... She hesitated and covered her face with her hands. I thought she was crying, but then I realized she was laughing. "What?" I asked. "What's so funny?" "I wanted to warn you," she said. "I wanted to prepare you. You see, Mom is being affectionate. She's like hugging people and telling us she loves us. It's weird." My sister and I laughed together. We hugged again. And then we walked inside to greet my dying mother.